So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and this is what's going on in my mind right now. This is what's going on in my life. You see, I entered 2018 with the desire to shine. I had finished the year so strong. I was launching my new website and my new book in January. I had so many visions and plans for what I saw for 2018. And I felt like it was just time to shine, time to execute and create. What's been fascinating to observe is that in the month of January, I have undergone quite a frequency shift. Let's call it that. I've experienced a shift in who I be, who I am, and it's led to some beautiful things. I'm noticing some massive shifts in who I am and how I'm showing up that I'm very, very pleased about. But the thing that is often overlooked or not spoken about as openly is when you go through these powerful shifts, it changes your entire timeline that you're on, which means that everything that you were creating on a previous timeline in a previous frequency may no longer be in full resonance. And this is something that I'm experiencing currently, where the visions I've had for this year suddenly don't have the same excitement that they did just 2 months ago. And that's not because they're not exciting. It's not because they're not something that I could see the value in creating or doing. It's just that for whatever reason, they don't have the same resonance in my system. And what do I mean by that? I mean, if you think about something you just don't want to do, maybe that's skydiving. Maybe that's, you know, becoming vegan or eating meat or like just something that just in your system, you're like, yeah, I just don't really have a desire to do that. Like going and living in Ghana. Like Ghana, I'm sure, is lovely. It's just not something that I really have any desire to do. Well, that's how the previous things feel now. Things that I was excited about, like I cannot wait for 2018 and I can do this and create this. And now I'm like, well, yeah, they just don't have that same resonance. I don't even have to think about it. I just feel it. And I know that's the result of a frequency shift. And it's left me feeling a little bit like I'm searching for purpose again. And obviously, I feel like I know my purpose on this planet, and yet there's a refinement that continues to happen. And this came up actually yesterday in my group coaching program that I lead with Azria called Ancient Future, where so many within the group have a desire to know what's the next step or what's my purpose. And one of the most powerful, impactful quotes that I've heard someone say in a while was, everyone wants to know the next step, but most of them haven't taken the first one yet. And that really struck me because I believe in my core that the universe always leaves us breadcrumbs, and we may not be able to see the second one, but we'll always be able to see the first one. We'll always be able to, more accurately, feel the first one. And so in this group program, everyone's a light worker. Everyone wants to spread love. And so on a very high level, the purpose of everyone in that group, the purpose of my purpose on this planet is to spread love at a high level. But there's a refinement process of what that purpose looks like, how it manifests. What is my unique soul signature? What is my soul code on this planet? And that's been getting refined and refined and refined. And so going into 2018, I was operating at a frequency of understanding purpose at a certain level. And then in January, through an ayahuasca ceremony, through other just events and experiences, feeling myself shift and being in a space of, in many ways, searching for purpose, searching for a more refined version of my purpose, because my purpose is still to remind people that they are seen, heard, and loved. That is why I'm here. That is what I do in everything that I do. And there is a refinement of that that is birthing itself that I don't yet know what it looks like. And that leaves me in a state sometimes of frustration. Sometimes there's a sadness. There's a feeling of not again. Like, why can't I just be in that state of shine and not go back to the drawing board to refine again? And I admittedly have those moments. I see people around me who are so clear, and they're doing it a certain way, and they're perfectly content with that. They've found their thing that it's like, yep, this is what I'm doing. And for me, it's, I don't know if it's a part of my personality. I don't know if it's, obviously it's part of whatever this divine plan is. It's a part of the intention that I'm calling in because I'm creating it. But it seems like every few months I'm rebirthing myself. And by the way, I acknowledge that this is the result of me continuing to dive into certain work. Plant medicine and personal development, sexual healing, like all of that, I acknowledge that I'm willingly and actively going into these scenarios that do present the opportunity for massive frequency shifts. And so every time I enter into those circumstances, I'm aware that I may leave, I may exit the experience having a new, more refined purpose that's being called in, which means that what I've been creating up until this point may not be in highest resonance any longer. That's, I guess, what you would say, the risk. And it's also incredibly exciting. I would be lying if I said, oh, it's only, bad. It's exciting because I'm very much surrendered into, what's the next thing? What's the next iteration of Adam Roa? What is the next thing that wants to be birthed and created? And understanding that I don't even know. Like right now, what I'm going to be creating 6 months from now, I have no idea, because I recognize I will be a different person by then. And therefore, the ideas that even come through me, the frequencies of creation that I'll be in resonance with are not what I'm in resonance with currently. And so going back to that quote that's so powerful, which is everyone wants to know the next step when they haven't taken the first one yet. I know in my core the three next steps. And that's like, I feel like the universe has been incredibly generous by giving me three. One of those happens this week, where I go out into a nature immersion with one guide, and all I'm allowed to bring is a pocket knife, a flashlight, and a sleeping bag. In addition, obviously, to the clothes I'm wearing. But out into the desert state park, 5 days, four nights, just with that. Learning how to track animals, make fire, find water. Because I believe that when I go and do that, I'm going to reactivate parts of my DNA that have been dormant, because I'm a domesticated human. I'm a domesticated animal. What happens when you're forced to sleep on the ground in the middle of the desert under the stars, hearing all the animals and critters and everything around you? What sort of primal reawakening is in store? And so that's the first step. Iboga, for those of you who aren't familiar, it's a plant medicine from Africa. Very intense. Has been calling me, I think I've mentioned on this podcast, but has been calling me for over a year and a half. And I haven't felt that it was the exact time. And yet, very clearly, in the last month, it said, hey, now's the time. In fact, to let you know how crazy my life is, I got messages from someone else. One of my dear soul sisters, who is basically psychic, reads dreams and whatnot, in a meditation or a dream, had a bogus spirit come to her on behalf of me, or for me, with messages for me. And that just confirmed what I was already experiencing, which was these messages like, it's time. And then the third thing is my Unlocking Your Inner Artist video course. Turning that into something that is widely accessible for people and teaches them how to become vessels to receive creativity, receive creative frequencies, and so that we can start actually creating from a place of higher vibration. And therefore, those higher vibrations include more love, and therefore will be more sustainable and benefit more people on this planet. That's very important. And so I feel called to create that. But how I previously thought I was going to create it is completely gone. That's what I'm saying. Entering 2018, I had an idea of what I wanted to do for it. That doesn't work anymore. It needs to be something completely different. Gets to be something completely different. And so I have spent some time, admittedly, in a bit of a pouting mode, saying, ah, like I'm back to the drawing board. I can't even see like where I'll be in a couple months, what I thought, And then I have these moments where I'm like, wow, how generous. I actually have three breadcrumbs that I can see. I actually have no idea who I'll be or what I'll want on the other side of those three breadcrumbs, but I can see those three. And while there's a part of my brain that wants to know the next steps beyond that, I get to take those first three, because I wouldn't even be able to comprehend the opportunities and the experiences and the ideas that will be in me after I've done those three things. And so now I get to be in a place of inspired action, finding my inspiration for these three breadcrumbs. Some of you listening to this may have heard about the nature immersion that I'm doing literally in like 5 days and thought, wow, that's so awesome. That's so cool. I'm terrified. Like I'm not that dude. Despite what some of you may think, I'm not the guy who wants to go and sleep under the stars. Actually, that's not true. I've done it here at my house out on my balcony, but not on the floor of the desert. Some people, that's their highest success. Some people love that. That's not me. For me, that's scary. thinking about like what may want to crawl into my sleeping bag while I'm sleeping. Like that's the kind of stuff where, and that's exactly why I get to go do that. That's exactly why it's important for me to reconnect to my primal nature, because I am aware that what wants to birth through me and who I am here to help, it is crucial that I be reconnected to the earth and my masculinity at a really, really deep level. I'm clear on that. And so I'm going to go step into my fear and experience whatever is meant for me. And now that I'm thinking about this, next week's deep dive musing will be delayed, actually. It won't come out on Monday like it normally does, because I will be off in nature. And so I'll do a musing once I return. Anyway, I'm letting you into what I'm experiencing, because it's no different than the people in my group or the people who send me messages on Facebook or any of you listening to this right now who are like, what's the next thing? What's my purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to create? What am I supposed to do? It's the same thing. And I want you to see that even myself, who has so many options of what to create and is already doing so many different things, also, if I'm experiencing shifts, if I'm growing and expanding within my own vessel, I will also experience that exact same thing of what next. And the answer for me is to look at the breadcrumbs that are already in front of me and start there. And I believe that's the answer for all of you who are wondering the exact same thing. Take action on the first step you know to be true for you. Start there and see what unfolds. The next step will always reveal itself once you've taken the first one. Thank you for listening. Thank you for having the courage to continually take that first step. You are seen. You are heard, and you are loved.